Big 3-day weekend.
I think it was a 4 for a lot of people because there was no traffic driving home yesterday on Friday.
Friday afternoon rush hour was light?
It was extremely light.
Everybody cut out our day early.
I think so. I think a lot of people took this chance to make it a 4 or 5 day weekend.
Well, when you're working remote, nobody knows.
Right?
Right.
One more thing just to wrap up on misting systems before we get back to lighting. Just to prevent anybody from making this mistake, a misting system isn't something you buy at a store that screws into your hose bib on the outdoor. That water pressure that's coming from your municipality should be regulated at the front of your home with a pressure regulator and should never be over 65 PSI. And in some cases, they recommend lower, but I don't like lower than that.
That's pretty low, yeah.
Those are huge water wasters.
Huge.
And they come out more like water drops and not a mist. A professional misting system has a pump on it that's pressurizing the water to 800 to 1200 PSI.
Yeah.
And it actually atomizes the water, making a mist. So you're not feeling like you're standing under a shower when. So you'll be hugely disappointed if you've seen misters at an outdoor restaurant or, you know, outdoor marketplace somewhere, and you think, well, look, you can buy one that hooks up to your hose bib. You're going to be hugely disappointed with that performance, and that's a huge water waster.
Yeah, the ideal misting system, and I'm not a misting system expert, but the ones I've just from personal experience, you know, they need to be 8 to 10 feet off the ground, and the mist comes out so fine that it never lands on a table or a chair or the concrete surface and starts puddling up. It's actually, like Romy says, atomized and evaporating so fast. And it actually reduces the ambient temperature of the surrounding area. So on my back patio, the misting system can actually drop the thermometer, not how it feels, but it can drop the thermometer about 10 to 15 degrees. So then you turn a ceiling fan on to add to that, and you get the effect of cooling your back patio off about 20 to 25 degrees. Well, that feels pretty darn good when you're in your swimsuit and, you know, reading the afternoon paper. So we're talking
lighting.
And you
can do it at night.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. We're talking lighting. One of the concepts or aspects of outdoor lighting that you need to consider is security and safety. And what we've seen really work nice is motion detectors. And as you have guests arrive, you have a certain number of lights on in the front yard to designate a parking area. But as a car or a pedestrian approaches a particular area, a second layer of lights then can come on, giving you better vision of your footing, your pathways, and the route to direct them to the area that you want to go. And then if you want to security light that area as they approach the area, like the front door, then you can throw the glare bombs on.
And multiple colors now.
And multiple colors. That's right.
You could glare bomb a flashing red and blue.
Yes, you could. Yeah. Here we come. Welcome to my house.
Here's a copy of the color code.
Yeah. One of the items that have changed the outdoor lighting at my house is we have, my house was built in 1966. It's been pretty much remodeled. Most of it. The hall bathroom still dates to 1966.
Well, it got the most use. You never had anyone out of it long enough to do anything.
There were too many people in there. I couldn't get in there and rob y'all of it. But the outdoor light fixtures on the house are all 120 volt. And we have a lot of motion detector and dusk to dawn sensors on it. But one of the features that have come up recently is if you don't have an eye indicating dusk to dawn, you can actually buy a light bulb with that dusk to dawn feature in it and simply leave that circuit turned on for the lights mounted on the front of your garage. If you'd like those lights to come on at dusk every night, you now can install a light bulb that will turn itself on and off as long as the switch to that circuit is kept on. So then you have, it's a very, very easy do-it-yourself dawn, dusk to dawn project. Switching light bulbs, and it's done. You're not mounting timers. You're not having to mount the detached separate eye controlling the whole circuit. You switch the light bulb itself, and you gain that feature.
And like all things, and the Internet of Things, as technology advances and grows, you know, one of the aggravating things with home automations, if you're trying to control it from your phone, is you have multiple apps. Well, as technology grows, and you'll be able to, you know, have one house command app that works with multiple different functionalities that you can then program it in. Eventually, you'll be able to operate that from your phone along with the faucet at the sink, the garage door, the opening and closing your Pella window blinds.
That's for your generation. For my generation, it's changed the light bulb.